This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
President Trump says he's taking more aspirin than his doctors prescribed because he's, quote, a little superstitious about the blood thinner. He also said that he actually got a CT scan in October, not an MRI, contradicting what he told reporters that month. All of these insights into his health happened in a piece published by the Wall Street Journal. Our Vic Raghupathy talked with our medical editor, Dr. Brian McDonough, to break down some of the notable details.
Against his doctor's wishes, President Donald Trump says he takes 325 milligrams of aspirin a day, far above the typical 81 milligrams. His physician says it's for, quote, cardiac prevention. But KYW medical editor Dr. Brian McDonough says in 2022, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force changed its outlook and began recommending against low-dose aspirin for adults over 60.
The risks of bleeding and other health issues didn't outweigh the benefit of protecting the heart. They felt that other ways to protect the heart, diet, exercise, were far more effective than just a daily aspirin.
The Wall Street Journal article also said the 79-year-old's diet and exercise habits weren't as strong as they could be. Additionally, the article called Trump's sleep habits into question.
We need quality sleep, uninterrupted sleep, and sleep in an environment conducive to really getting rest, because you need to shut down. And that really can help you with stress, as can exercise.
And no surprise, Trump has a stressful job. He's reportedly looking to cut back his packed meeting schedule a bit, which Dr. Brian says is smart.
Certainly, you have to pace yourself when you're 79. As we get older, you know, those challenges are harder and harder. So anytime he can get breaks, I think that should be welcome.
Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.